President Abraham Lincoln, in his first inaugural address, appealed to our capacity for high-minded ideals and noble action, what he called the better angels of our nature. Yet through history, in America and elsewhere, leaders sometimes arise who speak to darker instincts, also dormant in our nature, our capacity for fear and for bigotry. Leaders like the late Joseph McCarthy, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, and George Wallace, the angry Democratic governor of Alabama, who died in 1998.
In the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Wallace, speaking in 1963 in an era of increasing civil rights protections for minorities, he gave voice to the politics of racial resentment. His later campaigns for the presidency drew boisterous crowds of people who felt alienated by the tide of social change. To many, it showed a dark side of our democracy.
Well, I think that through the bulk of history, until the 18th century, democracy was regarded with a certain amount of skepticism.
Gordon Wood is a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. He specializes in the American Revolution, when the founders, including Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, designed the United States, based in part on their reading of the classics.
All of the great Greeks that we like Plato, Aristotle, Thucydides, they all had misgivings about democracy. They didn't like it. Even James Madison has a lot of harsh things to say about democracy.
Why didn't they like it?
Well, because the people can be strange, behave in strange manners and create problems. We acquired a faith in democracy, the kind of faith that Jefferson had, that so suddenly it wasn't just a form of government, it became a faith. Something we just believed in instinctively. And that comes out of the Revolution, and for the next 250 years, we've been living that faith. But I think if you go back through history, you'll find that many people had misgivings about that, that the people aren't always right. That
They aren't always well-intentioned.
Yeah, exactly, and that they can end up doing things that are regrettable.